First, though, energy.data.gov is getting some new tools to help you evaluate and cut your agency's energy use on one of the hottest days of the year. David Foley is Deputy Commissioner at GSA here to talk about some of the changes that are on the website now. It's great to talk to you today, David. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Francis.
Now, I'm going to guess that the office in which you sit right now has AC that is cranked up. You're keeping yourself and your coworkers cool on a day like today. But GSA has been very clear about the commitment to making sure that agencies across government can do better when it comes to using energy. What are some of the tools that are up on energy.data.gov now?
Sure, absolutely. On a hot day like this, we're all using a lot of energy to cool our homes and buildings, although I do have it set on 77 here in the office.
Wow.
I'm trying to keep it scale back a little. We're all looking for ways to save energy, and we're really excited about energy.data.gov. As you mentioned, there are a lot of applications on there, or apps that people can use, both in agencies and outside, and a lot of data that folks can plow through and find out exactly how federal buildings and other private sector buildings and a lot of good information out there. So we're very excited about the website that launched a couple of weeks ago, and we think there's a lot of good information out there for folks and agencies to use.
When I scanned the website today, something caught my eye, the Battle of the Buildings.
Yeah.
It sounded like it should have been voiced by that movie trailer guy, the Battle of the Buildings.
Absolutely. One of the exciting things about data.gov and the energy community are the challenges that we have up there. And it's a way for agencies to sort of put critical issues out there and let folks from the public come up with all kinds of creative solutions. And the Battle of the Buildings is one of the challenges that we have up on the energy.data.gov website, where we're looking, and it's actually run through Department of Energy, but they're looking for the buildings that achieve the biggest reduction in energy consumption. So we're looking for both folks from the private sector and figuring out how folks are doing things and creative ways that we may be able to leverage in other agencies or just across commercial buildings in the private sector as well.
Data.gov, the fact that this is part of data.gov implies to me at least that this isn't just a bunch of GSA stuff, not that that would be terrible, but that this is a collection of information from across government. And as I scroll through, I see that that's the case. You mentioned the apps for the environment that EPA is responsible for, and you also said about energy being involved with Battle of the Buildings. What is the best way that you have found, that your team has found, for being able to collect all of this information from various agencies and be able to bring it through this one portal?
Sure. I think that really is the exciting part of data.gov, is bringing the transparency to government and allowing folks to look basically to one website to have all the data. So we've done a lot of the hard work for folks in bringing multiple agencies together. You mentioned GSA and obviously EPA and a lot of others who have both buildings or who work with private sector entities or even individuals in their homes to bring all that data together. So we've had a community finding what are the most interesting data sets and how can we put those out there that might allow folks in academics or the private sector who want to do research or may have products or services that can really help solve some of these challenging issues around energy consumption.
Are you getting a sense as to how other agencies might be using the information that's there, if at all yet?
We're still early on, but we have been talking to folks who both occupy GSA buildings or have their own inventory of buildings. And some of the neat things you can do are look at what is the actual utility consumption in a building on a given day or at a particular time. And, you can really check that and see what am I doing personally in the building that may have an impact where I could help on a hot day like this, like turning the thermostat up a little. If you can take your tie off, your jacket off, and you don't have a public-facing meeting or something like that, you can really make a difference.
David, nothing personal, but you're killing me because my producer, Emily Jarvis, here is saying, his office is 77. That's great. And I would just sweat like a pig if it were 77 degrees in here. So you deserve some credit for really taking one for the team. I got to give you that.
Well, it is a little toasty, and, the thing is we're all in meetings a lot and not necessarily here, so when you're not in the office or you're only going to be in for a few minutes, you can easily adjust the temperature and make a big difference on your own. So
I guarantee if it was 77, I'd look into teleworking.
and that's another way you can do that. So
I appreciate your time to talk about this today. Congratulations. This is not static either. This is something that you're going to continue to build on, right?
Absolutely. We're still having the meetings to talk about how to improve it. And another thing that we're looking for is feedback on the website itself for what are things that people would like to see added, other things that might be potentially of value. So it's continuously updated, and we're looking for all kinds of input.
What's the best way for folks to get that input to you?
They can actually go directly to the website, which is energy.data.gov, and there are links through the blogs and the forums where people can post ideas and comments.